Oh, it's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday. Manager gives me a smile.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the show. And I just want to tell you that if you have been here before, then you are considered a frequent listener by me. And I just want to thank you for that. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends. And we're excited just to share some stories and fresh ideas and hopefully some empowering conversation that's going to motivate you to change your path and start your own health journey with confidence. So I'd like to just kind of follow up a little bit about some of the things that we talked about last week. We talked about getting specific with what you want to accomplish, because we find that once we get specific, then we get clarity. And when we get clarity, we get certainty. And when we get certainty, we start to really create energy. And when we create energy, we create momentum. And momentum is what we need to have things to really start to change. One of the things that was asked to me several years ago when I got started on my health journey is this question: what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And that's a big question, and it's taken me a long time to be able to wrap my head around that, to really think about what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail, without letting all the negativity in and the reality of it and just be thinking, oh, I could never do that. Oh, it's not possible. I've never been able to to change. I've always been this way, but it's those things that we end up telling ourselves that really stop us from moving forward. So what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? Well, I want to visit that today, and I want to talk a little bit about goal setting and the idea of the motivation that it takes to change. Why would you want to change? You have to think about what do you want to change and why do you want to change? And there's two different things to consider in that. A lot of times we want to change because we're coming from a place of pain and a place of not being comfortable. It's kind of like the pain to stay where we're at that starts to outweigh the pain of change. And so we can start considering moving forward in a different direction when that happens. A lot of times we stay stuck because the perceived pain to change is bigger and more uncomfortable than staying in that place that we're at. And unfortunately, I know for me, for a long time, I really wasn't in a comfortable place, but it was even scarier to think about changing and learning new behaviors and being able to really live life in a different way. So a lot of times what happens is something bad will happen. Like we may get sick. We may go to the doctor. They may tell you, hey, you better change your ways or you're going to really have some issues. You're going to be diabetic or you're going to, you know, whatever they may say. So we end up getting what's called this emotional conflict. And that emotional conflict, it leads us to act. And we may be able to start making some changes and moving in a better direction. And because we start to act, we start to feel better. And even if the situation hasn't changed much, we really can start to feel better. And feeling better takes the pressure off. And that lessens the emotional conflict that we have, or even it lessens the physical pain. But that starts to not be as apparent as it was when we got started. So then moving forward, less emotional conflict means that there's less reason to really continue doing the things that reduce the conflict in the first place. How many of you have had that happen in your life? I know that I have hundreds of times, and I just would resort back to my old habits. So, and that's just how it goes. So since you feel better, you really no longer feel a pressing need to follow through with your actions, and the original behavior ends up returning. And it's a typical yo-yo pattern, and that's just known as conflict-driven motivation, and it's just one of the major reasons why people do yo-yo. And it's not just in health. I mean, it's in so many different areas of life that we can tend to do this when we start to be getting relief. We end up going back to that old behavior. So focusing to what we really want to do is we want to start to focus on what we do want. We want to be able to focus on that desired outcome. And you're going to motivate yourself by focusing on what you want and not what you don't want. And that's a big shift, because it's pretty easy to get stuck in that pattern of thinking like, oh, I know that I want to lose 30 pounds. And what does that look like? That's the important part. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the show. We're going to talk about setting some goals and how to keep them smart. All right. So one of the things that I would like to just get everybody thinking about is, what would you like to accomplish? what would you like things to look like for yourself? So in respects to just some of the habits that lead towards optimal health, you know, do you have healthy relationships in your life? Do you have time in your world for hobbies and fun? Do you have are you able to do things that you want to do when it comes to physical activity? Are you relaxed? Do you have time for relaxation? Do you get the healthy sleep that your body needs? Do you wake up feeling rested? Do you feel like you eat healthy? Are you at a healthy weight? Do you feel like you're really thriving in that area? And then how about in respects to being able to do what you want with your community? And do you have resources to create memories and experiences in your life? There's so many things that go into living an optimally healthy life, but it really is deciding what you want and what you want to accomplish. So I would like to tell you a little story about something that's happened with me. And I've recently, it's kind of a big goal. I've never done anything like this before, but I have made a commitment to do the Trailblazer Challenge for Alabama. It's their first time the Make-A-Wish Foundation is having hosting this fundraising event in Alabama, but I've made the commitment to do a one-day 26.3 mile hike, and I have 14 hours to complete that, which for me, it's a pretty big hairy goal, because I am not the most physical person, that's for sure. But one of the things that I just wanted to share, that because had I got started on my health journey and thought that I had to do something like this, it probably would have kept me from moving forward, because it really hasn't been a desire of mine to go out and conquer a goal like this. But what I found is that if I look at where I am right now and I think about going out and taking this goal on tomorrow, I mean, my current reality pretty much tells me it's not possible. But what I know now is that I can look at my current reality of where I am, and I can focus on what I want to create. And what I want to create is a memorable experience. I've heard some of the stories from some of these kids and their families, how this has benefited their life, and I want to be a part of that. And so that is something that's helping me to be able to move forward on this goal. And I know now that it's something that I am excited about creating. And already, just by making the commitment, I have momentum going. I have several people that have committed to come out and do some of the practice hikes with me. I went out hiking this morning. I got my niece is hiking with me. We're hiking in the pasture. And you know what's really cool is I ended up seeing I wouldn't have done something like this if I hadn't made the goal. But this morning I saw a brand new calf right after it was born. So it was just something that happened that's pretty cool as a result of making the commitment to have the desire to move my health forward. Something I would have never in a million years committed to for myself. So that's my story, and it's one of those things. What would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? Well, I have a lot of training to do now leading up to that, and I pretty much feel that the time that I have until May, and I feel fairly confident now about making that happen. And if you would have asked me 6 years ago if I would have ever made a commitment like this, no. There is just Hands down, there is no way. So I just really want to be able to encourage people to reach deep and think about the things that, you know, might be on your mind that you would like to aspire to do. And it doesn't have to be anything as big as a hike like this. Or it could even be bigger than this hike. This is just something that's big for me. And we all have the different goals and we all have those different desires. But I just encourage you to, you know, step outside of your comfort zone and pick something. Just pick something. Because one of the things that I've learned about a journey of health and a journey of being healthier, it means a few things. It means doing some things that we don't want to do and not doing some things that we want to do. So that's just something that I've really learned. And the other thing that's really cool is, you know, moving forward, I want you just to consider how you want to be able to create health in your life and not get away from a problem that you have, because it's so much better and you get so much more momentum when you're moving towards creating what you want to see in your health and in your life. So we'll be back right after the break, and you're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk. I'm Sandy Seibert, Health and Lifestyle Coach. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you in just a minute.
You're listening to Live 95.
AIDT is seeking qualified applicants for Grade 1 and Grade 2 maintenance technicians at Polaris Industries facility in Huntsville. These positions require a high school diploma or GED equivalent and legal authorization to work in the United States. You must be at least 18 years of age and be able to lift 40 pounds. Applicants must successfully complete an AIDT pre-employment training program to be considered for employment at Polaris Industries. Starting pay rate is $20.97 for Grade 1 and $15.93 for Grade 2 with pay increases after 3 and 9 months of employment. Duties and responsibilities include installations, alterations, modifications, and maintenance of facility systems and production equipment. Experience with electronics, hydraulics, pneumatics, and mechanical systems is required. If you're interested in a new career at Polaris Industries, apply online at applytopolaris.com. That's applytopolaris.com. Apply today. AIDT and Polaris are equal opportunity employers.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated, but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service to another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Okay, thank you for coming back, and I'm excited. We're going to just keep on going because we're talking about setting some goals. So once you've made the choice to be healthy, you've made it your business to act in accordance with your goal, and you're taking full responsibility for your actions rather than letting your circumstances drive your decisions. And our bodies are amazing and they can improve in a great way. And that's why our choices really matter. So setting goals. So whether your goal is to reach a healthy weight, exercise more, find fulfilling work or something else, it's critical to envision that goal. That means you'll need to create a vivid picture of something that hasn't yet occurred. So, and that can be that I think for me, that's the biggest part of the challenge, but it is absolutely possible. So don't let your mind fool you. Don't let it override that. And you just keep on thinking of what you want to create. So remember, your goals are something that you want to create, not something that you want to eliminate. And they should be as simple and straightforward as possible. So I really like to encourage people, there's an acronym and it's called a SMART goal. And it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-oriented. Now, probably plenty of you have heard this before, but it never hurts to hear it again, especially if it helps you. So to set a specific goal, your goal should be specific and clear. For example, rather than setting a goal to lose weight or get healthy, specify the amount of weight you would like to lose. So let's just say it's 30 pounds. Or what specific activity you would like to be able to do that losing those 30 pounds is going to help you do. I mean, it may be something just like ride your bike with your children. Or I've had plenty of people that I've worked with that have wanted to be able to get on the floor and play with their grandbabies. And that's a great goal. And you know what? That goal also, it has to be very meaningful to you. So, and that takes us to the M for measurable. Make your goal easy to measure. For example, rather than saying you want to have more energy, say that you want to be able to walk 18 holes of golf and carry your bag without being short of breath. Something like that where it's measurable. So once you know that you're doing that or you're making strides along the way, so maybe 1 week you just walk 6 holes and you're able to carry your bag. And then a month from then you're able to do 12 holes, something that's measurable along the way. And then you want your goal to be achievable. You want to set a reasonable goal. If you're overwhelmed, you probably won't stick with it. But if you know you can reach it, you're going to find yourself being very excited about your progress. And that's kind of how I feel with the goal that I've set for this 26-mile hike, because I know that it is achievable and I'm going to be able to see my progress along the way as I do these weekend hikes working up to that point. Right now, I don't even know how many miles I can hike, but I'm going to find out Saturday if I can do 4. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. You also want your goal to be realistic. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. So let's just say you decide to start eating better. If you set a goal of never having dessert again, you're likely to rebel against that. So instead, just decide and tell yourself, just for now, while I'm getting healthier and while I'm getting down to my healthy weight, I'm just going to do without dessert right now. It's not forever. It's just right now. And then later, what's kind of cool is you can have dessert, only you can have it with guilt or without feelings of failure. How great is that? Wow. I never knew that a life like that could even exist. And then the T in the SMART, you want your goal to be time oriented. So you want to set a time for accomplishing your goal. And I suggest that you make a timeline of activities that can really help you stay on track and get to where you want to go so that you really do achieve it. One of the great tools that you can use to make sure that you are heading in the right direction is writing your goals down. It's really important to do that. And it's also one of the things that I've learned is it's really important to revisit them. I can't tell you how many times during this journey for me, I've written goals down and then tucked them away somewhere only to not even revisit them, except for maybe like a year down the road or 2 years if I came across it, because I was thumbing through a book or something and I found where I had scratched my goals down. But it helps to write them down, first of all, but it really helps to be able to review them. And the other thing to take note of and write down is, why are these goals important to you? Writing down the reasons that you've chosen these goals and rereading those reasons each day can help you focus on your goals. And another great way to be able to instill them in your life is use some pictures, use some visuals to help you. I can tell you this, that one of the things that I ended up doing, because I couldn't wrap my head around reaching a healthy weight because I had never been there, right? So I kept focusing on that. I have never been there. So one of the things that I did to start being able to wrap my mind around the fact that I am going to reach a healthy weight, I started making my healthy weight my password. And I started using that anytime I would sign up for, you know, anything and I needed a password, I would put in there, I am now 160. And that's what I would do. I am now 160. I had even posted that around my house to start getting my head wrapped around, because I had been upward of 300 for so long, it took my mind, like I couldn't get out of that 300 number. So it really helped me to be able to visualize what that number would and could look like for me. So I just really encourage you, and also make a storyboard. It's really a great way to just, you know, once you can start to wrap your head around just making a goal, you can start to look over the next year. You could start to look over the next 5 years. You can really start to be able to shift things. But it's just really important to know what you want to accomplish. And then it's also important to know where you're starting from. So if you're going to go on a trip, let's say to Canada, you need to know where you're starting. You know where you want to go, but it's important to know where you're starting. And just like if you're hungry, but you don't know what you want to eat, you can't just all of a sudden whip up food if you don't know what you want to eat. So it works both ways. It's just really important to know what you want to create, just as important as it is to know where you're starting from. So you don't only want to focus on your current reality, and you don't only want to focus on your desired outcome. You really want to get both of those working in tandem, and that creates a pretty good tension to help drive you towards where you want to go. Well, that is my big talk today on goal setting. But I just want to say that if I can help you move forward in any way by helping you reach a healthy weight, possibly reducing inflammation or stress, or just getting on a path with some healthy habits, reach out to me at 256-338-4645 or send an email my way, ColemanCoach@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you'd like me to share on the air here. And just remember, if you learn something here on the show today, share it with your friends or your family, because you know what? Together we can transform this community into really being healthy and alive. And I just thank you for tuning in and listening. And you have yourself a great night. Oh, stay tuned for the Big D Show. He's up next. Thanks. Bye.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports